A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held at the new Tundra Women's Shelter in Bethel yesterday. The new facility will be home to hundreds of abused women and their families seeking emergency help throughout the year. KYUK's Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
Okay. All right. Thanks to everyone for coming out and celebrating with us. Here we go.
And the ribbon was cut. It was an important day for the whole YK Delta, and especially those who are close to TWC, like Matilda B., who's been working there for 9 years.
Holy cow, they're brand new and so awesome. The rooms are really nice and, wow, I can't believe it's becoming in reality.
The new shelter is 2,000 square feet larger than the old one. There are 10 shelter bedrooms instead of just 6. And the features are modern. One new room can accommodate a family with a lot of children, complete with a small kitchen and a separate bedroom. But the real difference between the old and new shelter will be in the maintenance. Nani Wong ran the old shelter for nearly 20 years. She says they always had problems with the building.
We had the sauna overflow one time. Our well went out one time. We didn't have water for 2 weeks. So we had to shovel snow and heat it up to do the dishes and stuff. Couldn't use the bathrooms. Had to dump gallons of water down. It was just horrible. Went through a lot in this building.
Even smaller problems like clients' items going missing will be better, says Alina Aluska, who has been working at TWC for several years. The old bedrooms had no locks on them. But the new ones not only have locks on their doors, they have safes inside of each closet.
Those things are not going to happen if women that come here make use of all this new stuff.
Another person at the opening was not a TWC worker, but she still remembers the old shelter. Marissa, who was afraid to give her full name, is 29 years old. She lived at the old shelter for a month and a half earlier this year, trying to escape years of abuse by her last two boyfriends.
It felt a lot crowded. There was not a lot of room to be able to walk through the hallways and not a lot of room to eat in the living space as well as the kitchen.
Even though the old shelter was crowded, it provided her with support when she had had enough.
Being abused for years, I just got tired of just going to the, I thought I'd die, just going to the hospital, and just got tired of going to the hospital. And I went to some private clinics to get checked, and I just got tired of being hurt all the time.
After staying at the shelter, Marissa moved on to the shelter's transitional housing program, where she has learned to save money and live independently while keeping a job. Having the women's shelter stay in the old building was not an option.
We were going to have to be in a more appropriate facility.
Michelle DeWitt has been the TWC executive director for about 10 years.
An example, a couple of months ago, I was in a situation where we had water pouring out of a ceiling in our business office, and just scrambling to keep up with these things that occur in a 30-year-old facility was just cost prohibitive for us.
Many people credit DeWitt with getting the new shelter. It's been her pet project for the last 4 years, and she sometimes worked 60 to 80-hour weeks in order to make it a reality.
Today's so exciting because the culmination of this project, the work that went into it, that I put in, the staff and board put in, it's so wonderful to have everyone come together and celebrate and have a chance to see it and share. And so this, to me, is such an exciting day and a fun day and also a relief to see everything come full circle.
Funding for the new Tender Women's Coalition shelter came from several sources, including the Denali Commission, the State of Alaska, Rasmussen Foundation, Bethel Community Services Foundation, and the Paul G. Allen Foundation. At the ceremony Thursday, the local VFW Post 10,041 gave the shelter just that amount of money in a check. Although the final project amount is not yet known, the total price tag will be between $8 and $9 million. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.